Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, all flight controllers, I'm going around the horn. Make your go-no goes based on the data you have for an LOS. I see we got it back. Give you another few seconds.
We're going, fine.
Okay, retro, go. Fido, go. Guide, go. Control, go. Telcom, go. GNC, go. Econ, go. Surgeon, go. Capcom, we're go to continue PDI.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios in Shingle Springs, California, this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio with your host, John Almada. Okay, I'm going to try it again. Hopefully you can hear me now. And can you hear me now, guys? Because I'm dialing into my own. Okay. Well, you can hear me now. You know what it is? I had to do the same thing I've been doing for everybody all night. Dialed into my own show, and what happened was I have to Blog Talk's got a malfunction going on. I have to actually press the mic key, then unpress it, and then press it one more time, and it seems to kickstart the session. So they got a bug going on, and I do apologize. I was sitting there merrily prattling away, going blah 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 blah, and all of a sudden I go, why is nobody responding to me? Yes, we love you guys. It's good to be here. Minor malfunctions included here on Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. So I'm going to go ahead and do what I did before. I read off the list of all you guys, and then nobody heard a thing. Anastasia, Brightening Lights, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Denise in Florida, Dionysus, Dominica Amore, Fire Witch, Guest 18, Guest 21, Guest 6. God, there's so many guests. Holly Lynn, Iron Witch, and Mika B. Mika B. I like that, Mika B. Okay, so anyway, hey, we're gonna. I'll tell you what, because of this, I'll go 90 minutes, and we'll try to make up for some lost time. Let's take a look at the call list. I've got a 314, and I got 217, which is, I believe Judith is out there. So good to see you, Judith. You are a trooper like your daughter, man. You guys are just rock solid. Okay, we got 314, so I'm gonna jump right into readings here. And by the way, I did pull a couple objects here, and I'm going to, in the background, you guys get to guess what I've got. We're going to do some simultaneous reads and psychometry. And I also pulled another card for this show, and this show for my tarot deck has Wheel of Fortune. So it was a Wheel of Fortune that happened. I spun the dial, and nothing came out of my microphone. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and get moving on this show, and I'm going to go ahead and answer this caller and do the same thing I've had to do. I'll answer once and then hang up, or not hang up on them, but put them on hold again and then bring them back up, and I should be able to hear this 314 caller. And it's been strange tonight with these browsers and this stuff going on with Blog Talk. I don't know what to make of it. When I couldn't even get my own self in. That was strange. 314, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
Medium Megan from the chat room.
Well, good to meet you, Megan.
Nice to meet you, too. Rosie told me about the show. We were talking right about it the other night, and I wanted to call in. And I only have one question, and it's, I don't know, do you need first and last name?
I don't particularly need it, but if you want to, that's fine. I mean, everybody knows, you know, I use my first and last name on the show all the time.
Well, I mean, for like the question. Do you need it for the question? Just
if you say your first name, what I'll do is I'll go a five count, and then I'll do the, I'll start the recording. Then I'll cue you up to say your name, and then you can just ask your question, and I'll let... If it's a single question, I'll let it run for, let's say, 40 seconds.
Okay.
And then that'll be plenty of time.
And then who I'm talking to and then the question?
Yep. We'll just do that. And okay. So I'm going to go ahead with the count. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, record. And
Alex,
go for it.
Alex, this is Megan, and I was wondering if you had any messages for me.
Okay. End question?
If she had any messages, if she had anything to tell me.
Okay. We'll do it one more time. End question at 17. End at 50 seconds.
Okay.
And you know what I did? I totally forgot. Well, we're going to see how this went. Oh, God, I hate to do this to you, but I think we're going to have to do this over.
Oh, that's okay.
Because I don't know what I'm doing. your host is real tired right now, and he's making mistakes now. So I'll tell you what, we're going to go through the count again. I forgot to turn on the noise source, so there was the mistake that John's making. It's starting to get slow for me here. Okay, let's go ahead. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, start, and first name and then question.
Megan and Alex, I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay, end. Okay, and recording at 40. Let's stop the noise source. And let's go back to the beginning. And you ended your question at about 8.
Megan and Alex, I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay, so you ended at about, and there's a little artifact at about 10 seconds, but I think we can overcome that. And a little spike at 24. So I'll do a little. It's going to interfere a bit with the compression, but I can overcome that. So, and it'll be just about like I think. Yep. It hit the wall there. Why did that not work the way I wanted it? Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to compress this piece. I'll just go around this to heck with it. And I'm going to do the same thing here. With the noise piece, there's a noise artifact there. And then I'll just, take it right to the edge. So this is going to be like stitching together. Yeah, eyelash, I'm stitching it together. I'm making it work. And it's, that's different. Okay. Let me see if I can make that match up, because this is going to be friggin' weird. Okay. So I'm just having to try to match it up. It's, I don't normally do it this way, but okay, that seems to be working. Considering what I had to do to make it work, it's going to be kind of disjoint, but not much I can do about it. Okay, so let's get the noise sample. And take it all the way to the end, and we'll do one big giant. It's a lot easier when I've only got one question to do. It's like, all right, let's do this. Okay.
Well, I'm a medium, so I can talk to her. Rosie told me about this, so it sounded cool, and I wanted to see what she had to say through the machine thing.
She's probably going to say, what do you want? What are you talking to me about this for? Well, I just got sleep to do, man. I'm doing sleeping, man. Dude, I'm asleep, man. Boy. Let's see. I'm gonna recompress that just one more time to see if I can get it to. Okay, there seems to be some modulation there. That seems good. I haven't had them yet come back and get me a. Whoops. Let me do the noise removal. Get the profile. Don't do it. Man, the host is starting to lose it. So I'm going to. But I am going to give you a quality reading here. I'm just having or need coffee. Lots of coffee and cream pie. Remember all the food we've been talking about? Guys, cream pie. What kind of foods can we talk about while I'm doing this? Let's see.
Pecan pie.
Yeah, that would be good. Strawberry pie with that red sauce that goes on.
Ooh, gooey butter toffee Oh, my goodness. Gooey butter cake with toffee.
You know what? Yeah, you know it would be awesome, though? Popcorn. Just good old-fashioned, you know, Orville Redenbacher popcorn, dripping with butter, salt, and then having...
The secret that nobody knows is I only eat my popcorn with candy hat tamales in it.
The tamales?
Only way I'll eat my popcorn. No, the whole
with tamales?
Is, with the hot tamales
kinda,
candy.
Hmm. I don't know. That's kind of different. I was thinking of having white wine with my Orville Redenbacher popcorn. That was kind of cool. So California. Yeah. Oh, yes, it's so California. All right, let's see. We got 10 to 12 seconds. It's energy. It's like it's caught my voice. It's either Imagine or Imogene. And I'm grabbing some
either
paper
Imagine
here.
Or what?
Well, I heard the what I'm thinking I'm hearing is like Imogene or something like that. I mean, listen to this. It's just I'll put it on repeat play for you. It's the very first phrase. It could be energy also.
I was going to say I heard energy.
Yeah, I'm thinking energy, so I'm going to put that at 11 seconds. Okay, and let's see. Let me go back to the beginning.
Megan and Alex, I was wondering if you have any messages for me.
Okay, so let's get that. I'm going to write this down. I'm going to make sure I get these. So today now is the 20th, 3/20/10. And let's go to the next set of phrases. Now it really gets into it. So whatever they were talking about here, 12 seconds to 14. And let me get the mic repositioned here a little bit so I'm sitting differently. Here we go. You like to tease me.
that could be it, actually. in a reverse role, she likes to play jokes on me quite often.
I have a feeling, you like to tease me. Uh-huh.
I'll walk into a bathroom and she'll set off all of the automatic toilets at once. And there's nobody else in the bathroom. They'll just all start going off. I'm like, okay, stop.
Yeah, that's a rare talent. I'd take that on the road and just check this out. I do automatic toilets all at once. You're best. It's massively parallel toiletism. Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, God, Megan, this is cool. Let's see, 14 to 16 seconds. Let's continue the toilet theme. Here we go. She likes to tease me.
She said again.
She likes to tease me, and that's she's continuing. There's a you could feel like a laughing soul here.
Oh, she's definitely, absolutely.
Okay, here I'll play it one more time. I think it's I think that's what she's saying. Let's see. Now there's just a. This kind of goes down a little lower in amplitude, so it's going to be 16 and a half to 8 to 19 seconds. It's like. I don't know if you've been doing something with a red dress or it's saying something like, do you like the red dress, or, and I hate to say this, or do you like to undress? Sorry, I had to repeat.
I'm okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, no.
Nothing about a red dress.
Okay, do you like to undress then? I mean, sorry.
Well?
Oh, no. Well, okay. Everybody.
We're just going to let that
slide. All right, I'm going to play this. This person.
Play that one again.
Yeah. This spirit, I mean, is she is something.
She is.
Oh, my God. This is terrible. Let me play this again. I'm thinking is, do you like to undress? I'm curious.
With the D one, I heard something about drinking.
Do you
spirit
like
drinking.
To...
Maybe.
All right.
My
yeah, you wish it was that, don't you?
Well,
it's really difficult because it could be undress or red dress, and I'm gonna float between. I'm just gonna whip the dual meaning down here. Because I don't know if you have a red dress, but or you've got some thing about a red dress going on, but
nope.
Some dress going on here.
Not right now.
Well, that could be something in the near future, but there's something, or it's an undress thing. So let's move on past this embarrassing thing. The host wants to move on too. 19 to 21 seconds here. You want a piece of me?
So
you want a piece of me?
Oh, that's something she would say.
She's like a massively teasing spirit. You want a piece of me?
This
you want a piece of me?
Exactly.
Is
like,
this
oh, I've actually heard her say that.
Is she? Is that how she was?
Yes. Yes. That
in life?
Absolutely
oh, my
her
God.
Personality.
You want a piece of me?
That's
all right. 21 and a half seconds to 23. Maybe she had the red dress and liked to undress, too. Who knows? Could have been her. Here we go. 21 and a half to 23 and a half. So do you find me? Something like that. It's hard for me to... She ran the words a little there. So something, you find me. And it's almost like, so do you find me? So it's kind of like a slang term. So do you find me? Or said you'd find me. That might be it. Said you'd find me. Said you'd find me. Let me try that again, see if that fits. I think she's saying something that she's telling you, yeah, I said you'd find me.
That would make sense.
Yeah, so, yeah, I knew you'd.
Sense.
Okay, now let's try 23 to 26 and a half. I'm hearing Trace or Tracy in the first part. I'm going to play that. Definitely the word Tracy.
I heard that, but I don't know any Tracys either. Okay, come on,
okay.
Alex. Come on.
Well, there's a Tracy there. It's I would find out if there's somebody in her life that was a Tracy. So let me go with the rest of the phrase.
Okay.
And I'm gonna back that to 24 to 26. Hello, try to raise the dead.
Say that again.
Hello, try to raise the dead. She's got. I think she's playing us. I mean, this is funny.
She probably is.
I think she's like, yeah, you're trying to raise
the
dead.
We're probably going to get off this call, and she's going to come and be like, ha, 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 ha.
This is like, yeah, I could just feel her. It's, okay, 26.5 to 29.5. Let's see what we get here. Okay, there's something about peace at the end. So I'm hearing peace, and then there's this, let me go with this first phrase. Something about outbreak of peace. And I'm just going to just put a kind of a couple of dots here because I'm not sure what that first outbreak of peace. So I don't know what she's talking about there, but that's 26.5 to 28.5. All right, let's jump over to 28 to 30. 28.5 to 30. Peace, I love you. She did love you, you know that?
Yep. Yep.
Peace, I love you. And let me play that one more time. Yeah, that's definitely.
That was the clearest thing I've heard in this whole conversation.
Isn't that something? I mean, that's just. I've got the EVP ear. I mean, I have a collection of thousands of recordings. So a lot of the times when I hear stuff, you guys are looking at me like, "Is he smoking something?" I've just been listening to a lot of EVPs over the last several years, and so it's just to me, I just go here. Oh yeah, I hear that. And everybody else is going, huh? You know, how do you get that?
Right. Yeah, but like that's for undress. That was kind of my thought too.
Well, she's a frisky one. That one, I'll tell you. Let me see here. 30 to almost 33 seconds. I'm not quite 3 seconds. Let's try this. It looks like a couple of phrases. Okay, it seems to me, I think that's addressing me. So 30 to, I'm going to break that down to the first phrase. It's a little bit at 30 to 31 and a half. It's telling me, I think, at 30 and one half to 31 and three quarter, I'm just going to guess that, you're a decent man. So I think it's the, it's referring to, you know, she's referring to me. And thank you. I appreciate being a decent man. It served me well. Let's see. 32, almost 32 to 33. Let's go with the last phrase. See you tonight.
Was there an I love you in there again? Is that the last part?
Let me try that again.
Okay.
You know, that could be love you. I was hearing C, but, you know, the more I listen to that, Let me try that. You know what it is it's I'm catching the S. I'll back it off and just go right. I'll tighten it up here, and let's see if it, I think it, you're right. It is love you. It is love you. Love you tonight. So I'll scratch that, and that's good ears.
Thanks.
31 and a half to 32 and one half. Love you tonight. Okay, we're clipping right along on this one, guys. And let's see, this 33 to 35. There's several phrases in here, but she's a talker, this one. She was not afraid in life of getting her opinion out there. What was that?
I was going to say, that's very true. Very true.
This one was out. She was not shy. Let's just say that. I think it's she's actually a little emotional here because it's almost like I'm hearing going to pieces.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
Okay. So let's go 34 to, it looks like it's almost 36 seconds. There's a one phrase there. And this looks like complicated, so I think she's going to be saying something here. You will track me.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out if it was something else or if it was I'm sorry. I don't know if that's what the sorry sounds like or not. Or if it was,
let me try it again.
Okay.
Yeah, let's try it again. I'm hearing you will track me, but let's see what we get. No, I am hearing you will track me.
I heard that
it's,
this time, yeah.
Yeah, it's like she's, if I read this right, she's going to appear to you.
Oh, she probably will. I talk to her every night.
I think you're going to be able to actually track her. Either she'll move right by you, and you'll track her moving by. We have the problem here in our house where, I've told it in the show before, where my dad has these episodes with his seizures, and our spirits, family spirits come in, and they'll run right in front of us to get our attention, to let us know, So, but in this case, she's your friend, and she's just gonna mess with you, man. She's messing with you. Okay, here we go. 36 to 37 seconds, just a little bit shy. Peace again. So that's, she's saying peace to you.
That makes sense.
Okay, and let's see, we're closing in on the end here. A little bit less modulation. This is going to be about 36 and a half to almost to 38. See you tonight. 38. See you tonight. It's been an enjoyable one. I'm enjoying this. They've all been fun, but this one's just so light. She's got such a sense of humor. I just would have loved a better life, If I read that right, it's like she's saying, I'll bet she's going to say, I hate to go. Actually, I misread that. It's it's actually very loving. It's she'd like to kiss you. Huh. You know, I'd like to kiss you. Were you? I mean, you two were like best friends, or?
We were very close. It'll be 3 years since she's passed away this coming Thursday. So.
Okay.
And
so
it was
she.
By her choice. So.
Ow.
Yeah. So a lot of what you said, yes, made a lot of sense.
Okay, and there's one last thing here. 39 to 50 seconds. Okay, I'm going to actually, let me. All right. Are you hearing me now?
I'm here.
Okay. I got knocked off, so I just jumped right back in. All right. So let's go ahead and play that last part. Here we go. You know. That's the last part of it. You know. You know. Okay. So let's read the whole translation here. And the first part of it is 11 seconds, energy. You like to tease me. She likes to tease me. Do you like to undress? Do you like red dress? So it's one of those two. You want a piece of me? She said you'd find me. Tracy, hello, try to raise the dead. So I don't know if the Tracy is going to be... It could be another word, so, but hello, try to raise the dead. Outbreak of peace. Peace, I love you. And then she says to me, you're a decent man. See you tonight. Love, going to pieces. You will track me. Peace again. See you tonight. I'd like to kiss you, you know. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was just a... You're welcome. I mean, and again, you know, as I tell everyone I read for with this, just, you know, shoot me a mail in the blog talk
okay.
with your email address, and I will, I've got all these stacked up, and I'll take, I'll be sitting there with coffee and passing out MP3s to all the people that send me their send me their emails. So I've got these all, and matter of fact, I better save this sort of before I forget. I'm getting better at this as I go. So this is going to be Megan. Megan, friend reading. And save that. So I've saved all the enhancements and everything as is. So you'll have it. And then you'll be able to play the whole thing. And I'll do the transcript too. So that's what's going to take me the most time. So you'll get that. And then you can, you know, work through it and see how close I was with your own ears. So.
There. Thank you very
okay.
much.
Hey, you're welcome, and God bless, and just thanks for putting up with all the weirdness and getting this going. I'm starting to
weird. I've seen a lot of weird. That's not weird.
No, I'm just starting to get tired, you know. Okay, so anyway.
I'm
well, maybe
sure
it's...
I'll be calling back in eventually. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, and
have
God bless.
Night.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, guys, and... yeah, Denise, okay, I'm sorry, guys, I was off doing all this stuff. Wow, we got Paul's saying nice night. Paul's giving me a, he took off, so it's good to see him. He's off probably doing his thing. Denise, she took off, so I'm going to, oh, no, she's still there. Denise, I saw your message there, so if you have a question, just go ahead and shoot that to me. And big audio pops, check wires. Boy, a lot of PMs in here tonight. This is been having a great time, guys. Sorry for this third show with all the little weird stuff. And now I'm getting floating little smiley faces in the chat room. Wow. It's always around Kathy. I see these things pop up around Kathy's name. So I don't know what I don't know if Kathy's got going on, but oh my God. So let's see. What do we got going on in the chat room? There's definitely some. Boy, that was a strange thing that came through. Seeing a bunch of stuff about psychics in there. So. Definitely not me. Hey, I don't know what to make of that. It's definitely... Okay, I got a call 604. I think that may be it. And there's been so many weird things going on with Blog Talk tonight. I will try to answer that because I think that's what's causing the static. So, what I'm going to do... Try to accept this. Not my board. This is what we're trying to come through, guys. You're definitely getting your point across. I'm off all the snap generators, and I'm trying to see if it's something that I'm doing. Okay, 111 here. Let's go ahead, and I'll just try to make do with through this technical glitch. 604 area code, I'm going to bring you on the air, and what I'll do is I'm going to click you on.
Hello, hello?
Hello, are you
How
with
are
me?
You? I can
yeah.
hear you. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you. Who we got here?
Oh, this is Michael.
Okay, Michael, I'm going to write your name down here and put... today is the 20th now, 3:20. My
is
God,
it?
How that is flying.
Wow.
Yeah. So,
oh, 3:20 for you guys. Yeah, it's 1:12 here for me. I'm on the West Coast.
Oh, that's where I'm at. I'm over in Northern California here.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So,
do
you do this live? Because I came in halfway through the show, and I started hearing stuff, and I thought this was like, and then my girlfriend there, she tells me, no, this is going live. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, we do it. Yeah, we're... as far as I know, we're one of the very few that actually do live EVP and analysis right on air. So, you know,
wow.
Yeah,
wow.
We've been kind of, yeah, we've been figuring it out as we go. I mean, I started doing this as usual. I jumped into this whole, you know, showbiz thing with the idea that, you know, oh, wow, I'm going to do this interviews and stuff. And then, now here I am doing live EVP and
wow, that's great.
Testing things as I go and figuring it out. So, matter of fact, I'll tell you what.
How does this work? Where you hone in on me, or what goes on here? You get my name or something, and then how do you proceed? What's your system like when you got your box
well,
there or whatever? Yeah.
Yeah. What we do is this is ITC. You know, it's basically transcommunication, which is kind of the superset name for EVP.
Wow, this is pretty trippy.
Yeah, it's different. We have a lot of fun with it. I'm going to reload this page while we're at it, so I can extend the show a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm gonna be a real trooper and take it out. Man, I'm gonna be like the bar. This is the spirit bar. We're going all the way till 2 before we throw everybody out down the street and close
Love
the bar
it.
Down.
This should be interesting. This is going to
be
good, I think.
So you guys are listening in. Where are you at exactly?
Vancouver, BC. No, I'm British Columbia, Canada. Yeah.
You know what? A good friend of mine, Christine Griffith, she is she's based out of there now, and she's the person that kind of got, between Kathy and myself, got me into this. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, here we go. I got the 90 seconds. So I'm going to go ahead or 90 minutes, not 90 seconds. Okay. Save that. There we go. Okay, it's all saved, and we are set to 90 minutes. Got 30 people live listening in, 5 callers. Okay. And so we've got you going. Now, the way this works, I'm all set to go. do you have somebody in mind that you want to talk to, or do you have somebody that's, you know, that's passed that you want to bring in?
Oh, wow. am I limited to family members or something, or can I get...
What do you want? It could be Joan of Arc. It could be
really?
You know, the Beastie Boys. Anybody that's dead from there. It could be.
Here's my question. Here's my question. Saint Germain, and I would like some guidance from him.
Saint Germain, and I pulled a card. I don't know why I did this, but I have tarot cards here, and I'm not a reader by any means. I occasionally use tarot for myself, but I pulled up the Lovers. I don't know if you're. But anyway, there you go.
Well, my last name means lovers.
That's cool,
man. It's Kohanan.
The show.
What?
High five. We did it again. This is kicking butt tonight. We're having a great time with this.
Right.
I pulled this card, and your name means that. So
yes.
Wild. I mean, this is so great. But okay, so you Saint Germain.
Yes.
I'm gonna write that down. Saint Germain, and if Saint Germain has a message for you. Now, what we're going to do, I'm going to do a five count, and then the way it works is I turn on the noise generator. Okay, we got that going. And then what I'm going to do, I'll do the five count, have you say your first name, and then you just go through and ask your question, and then I'll say end, and then I'll close. I'll ask you, basically at that point, you'll be quiet. And I'm going to turn my mic down so I don't contaminate anything with anything here.
Sure.
And we go, and I'll tell you what, since it's a single question thing, we'll go 40 seconds, and then I'll say stop, and then I'll go back and analyze it, and we'll play back what you got.
And when do I start?
Okay. I'm going to start right now. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, record.
Saint Germain, how could you guide me? What guidance do I need for what is going to happen tomorrow and with everybody involved? How can you guide us?
And here we go. End. All right. Now what I'm going to do is stop the. I'm going to stop that. And, still getting a little bit of spurious noise in there. That's the Blog Talk Gremlins. The Blog Talk Gremlins are about this.
Right.
So what we're going to do is we're going to run. I run a compression. I have a standard recipe for this. And, hey, this looks good. We got it right the first time. Usually we have a bear of it. So here we go. So this looks like a good one. And I'm going to run a little bit of work. Now, the way this works is, you know, we may or may not have an EVP in here. What's through it? Big issue.
I can't hear you because you're breaking up. I don't know if it's happening on live either.
Okay, so what
better.
I'm going to do.
Yeah.
That's a little better. Okay, what I'm going to try to do is it seems to be getting better now. So what I'm going to do is it's just a really weird. There's just this. I don't know if you're hearing that kind of rough noise there, but it's definitely bothersome. It just suddenly started cropping up right after I did that last reading. It's the Blog Talk Gremlins. I know it. They're from Ireland, and they're little wee elves. Okay. Oh yes, they're not very nice. There's gremlins out there. Spock, Bones. We've got to get rid of them. Okay. let's see. go ahead and redo the noise removal. Whoops. Gosh darn, mouse. Who came up with the name mouse? Why couldn't they have come up with something different? Could it have been a Microsoft rat? But no, they came up with this nice little, you know, it's always some appealing little name, innocuous thing, you know, and it turns out it's like, it's total evil.
I guess it's because it's you end up running around all over the net, like a mouse.
Yeah. Actually, one of our things. I've got a guy who's radio show announcer for Fox News, and he's on my team. And we got one that says, "You're mouse poop." So we call each other. I'll go, "Hey, mouse poop, what are you doing?" Hey. Okay. All right. Let's see what we got. We did get some modulations here. I'm not sure how good this is going to be, given the strange gremlins about. But let's try this. 14 seconds to 16 seconds.
Wow, I couldn't make out anything of that. How about you?
Well, what I had to do is I had to do a lot of noise reduction, but I've got the EVP ear, and what I think I'm hearing is, talk to Jesus, please the people.
Talk to Jesus, please the people. Got it.
Okay, talk to Jesus, please the people,
mm-hmm.
And we'll go through the whole thing, and then what I'll do is reread it back, and then I'll get you to email me your so you can get the whole tape here. So let's play this about 16 and a half seconds to 18 and a half seconds. If I didn't know any better, that's saying, plead with me, talk to me.
Plead with me, talk to me. Okay.
And I don't know what that's about. Plead with me, talk to me. But let's just see. I'm just going with what I'm hearing. Let's go to the next set here. This is about almost 19 seconds. And I'll take it to 21. There's a bit of phrasing here. Hard for me, so what I'm going to do is break it out to smaller pieces.
Don't talk on the air.
I understand.
Is that what he said?
I understand is what the first part is saying.
Really?
I understand.
Okay.
And so I'm going to go the next phrase. It's all run together, but I had to break it to where I could get the words. The next set here is... You're leaving. Something about you're leaving.
Uh-huh.
And then the third part is...
The body talks. That's what I'm hearing. You're leaving, the body talks.
It's hard for me. I mean, I'm...
What do you hear?
Let me try to play the whole thing.
Okay.
Let me go back. Let me get the reading here. 18 seconds, 19. I'm going to go back. I want to hear the whole thing run together. Okay, that makes more sense. Now I'm getting it. Actually, we had it wrong. Start believing, love again.
Really? Okay.
Love again. This is almost like having faith. This is like a faith thing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, so start believing. You know, I mean, I'll play it again so you hear this. This is definitely there.
Okay.
Start believing love again. start by leaving love again.
Live in love again?
I was confusing it with live, and then I really listened, and it sounds like love. But it could be live.
That's what I got.
That.
Yeah.
All right. It could be. I mean, it could be. Does it make sense for what you're going through right now? And I won't pry, but.
Yes, very much so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead, and I'll go with 21.5 to 23. Seems to be. You know what? I'm going to jump a little bit. I'll take a risk here. Let's go a little further. All right. Seems to be a couple of phrases here. I'd love to come to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Love to come to see you. That's at 22 to 23 and 3/4. Okay, let's take that from there. A lot of talking this guy's doing. Okay, I'm going to go with a couple of seconds, 23, almost 24 to almost 26. You will stop behind.
What was that again? You will stop behind.
I'm just catching, it's like a half of a sentence, so I've got you will stop behind.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going 23, and it's got something else it's going to say, so it's to almost 26. So let me take the almost 26 forward. So it's just it's a big run-on sentence, and I can see that just on the waveform here. So, together because it's really a tough read. Actually, right behind you. It's hard for me to read the last part. It's something about last taken right behind you, and then it's hard to read, and I'm not going to put too much on it, but and then something, let's take it.
Well,
so I don't know what that's about, but, you know, but it seems like he's, like, in the room with you. So, yeah,
okay.
And it's almost 27.75. So I'm going to take it to 27.75,
mm-hmm.
and move it forward. And let's take a quick look around. Boy, a lot of people in the room still. Phew. You guys are animals out there. You're up this late, and you guys are animals. God darn, you got all the respect for you. This is like you know, military EVP, man. All right, here we go. 27.75 to about 29.5. Really pleased you talked with me.
Hmm.
Really pleased you talked with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've ever had a saint appear on my show. It's Saint Germain, right? Saint Germain is.
Yes.
Okay, well, Saint Germain, I don't know much about you, but I'm going to tell you something. You're a really nice guy. So let's see, 29 to about 29.5 to almost 31.
I'm hearing brain scientist.
What are you hearing?
I heard brain scientist.
It's funny.
What did you hear?
Yeah. Something Beasley? It's funny about brain scientists because
what
my grandfather.
Pardon?
I'm hearing side of Beasley or something like that. Let me.
Side of Beasley.
Side of beef or side of Beasley? I don't know.
A side of beef.
Let me try 28.5 to up to the 31 and see what we get if it runs together a little better.
Brain science.
I didn't know better, I'd say it's something to sign the peace ray. And
sign
I don't
the peace
know
ray. Wow. Wow.
Or find the peace way.
The peace way. Find the peace way. Yeah.
The peace way. So it's like the way of peace.
Yes, it's all together, the one. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to just, that's what I'm going to settle on with it. It just seems to be, that's kind of where it's leading it. That's my gut feel, so I'm going to go with it. 31 to 33, a lot more talking than this. This is very active. I would like to please you. So he's trying to, he wants to grant your, but I get the feeling he's going to help you to help yourself if all told. So I mean, it's like he's going to help you, enable you, and then be there with you through the whole thing. So let's try 33 to 35. Would you like it to be? You like it to be. So he's kind of opening it up to you as to where you want to go with this.
All the way.
Like there's... Okay, so let's take it 35 to 36.5. Really nice to meet you. That was extremely clear. Really nice to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what it is I almost think St. Germain's like, this is my first time on EVP on the air on a show. Oh, cool, dudes. Really nice to meet you, man.
Well, I've known of him for a long time, but I never really had that sort of, that type of connection. maybe not. Who knows? I'm just trying to think back.
Both of us here, you know, but let me play this again. I mean, see if you hear what I'm hearing. Really nice to meet you. Really nice to meet you.
Yeah, I'm hearing it now. Yeah. It takes a while to hear the messages in this, I guess, eh? You have to, like you say, you have to have an ear for it or something.
Yeah, it's funny. You develop EVP ear is what a lot of people call it. Anybody who's really been doing this a long time, you start to catch the words you start to take and hear things in there that a lot of people will say it's audio matrixing and you know you're just hearing things, but you'll have people who do this hear the same things and you'll go we're hearing the same stuff but here we last little bit here and 30 to 38.
Wise man hurt.
I'm hearing
wise man. What did you get?
I'm hearing wise man, but that was the last part. Let me try it again.
Wise man hurt you. Why has man hurt you? Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I'm hearing wise man hears me.
Oh, okay.
Wise man hears me.
Okay.
36.5 to 37.5. The wise man hears me, Michael. Yeah, wise man hears me. So
what are you hearing?
Wise man hears me.
Really? Wise man hears me.
So either he's saying, after all, he's saying, I am a wise man, hear the host. Yeah, so it probably means that you're wise to be asking the question, and that it's wise of you to ask him for his advice. And you are. So let's try the very here. It's 38. Thank you. Hey.
What was that?
I think it was saying, thank you for talking to me.
Again,
so I'm getting 38 to 40. That seems to be what it's saying. So I'm going to try it one more time.
Please record it again. Sometime again in the future, please.
Well, what I'm going to do is I think with all the static, because there's a bunch of the static, but I think it's saying something about talking to me. So if you just are you logged in on Blog Talk? Do you have like an ID that you can email me to my ID here?
Oh yes.
On Blog.
Yeah,
go ahead and because I will pop this in the email. You just send me your email address, and I'll see that you're Michael. And I've got these all stacked up.
Okay.
And I'll send this in. Now I'm going to read this back to you, the whole thing.
Okay. Wonderful.
This is Saint Germain. Talk to Jesus, please the people, plead with me, talk to me, start believing, live and love again. I'd love to come to see you. Right behind you, let's take it. Really pleased you talked with me. Find the peace way. I would like to please you. What would you like it to be? Really nice to meet you. Wise man hears me. Thank you for talking to me.
Wow, thank you for the message. Well, that's so in sync with what I've been going through lately, and been through going, to the fires of purification. I've been burning off layers and stuff. And releasing and also finding myself, and things have been coming clearer. I've sort of found my path. It's been made a little more clear, and I see what I kind of like my mission to do. I think he's giving me indication that I'm on the right path and that he supports what I'm doing. And my goal is, as a human, to try to contribute what I have to offer. And being an Aquarian, I just have that dream of the Aquarian age, and that's what my goal is.
Well, I'll tell you what. What's very interesting is, just as you were saying all that, this happens in my place a lot. I'm on a haunted ranch here, and what happened was I just had a very, very, very cold presence come up behind me, and my right arm went absolutely ice cold.
Really?
So it could be very well, this Saint Germain, and now it's getting extremely cold again,
uh-huh.
Right side. And I'm just very aware. I'm going to look at my EVP or EMF meter, and I'm going to run a check here. Kind of jumped a little bit. It was jumping all over the place. I've never seen it. It's really strange. It's jumping pretty wildly up to about 1 milligauss, from 0 to 1 milligauss, and there I go again. And it's going nuts.
It's going nuts. I guess they want to come through, huh?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
you're guided. He's touching your arm. I think he's indicating you to proceed forward. I think if that's,
yeah.
If you're getting high energy readings there, we just follow that if he could.
Yeah. Well, I'm more than impressed. First time I've had a saint show up on the show. I'm going to save this right now. This is number six. Six, Michael, Saint Germain. And so I'll have that saved for you when you, and I'll just pop that in the mail to you so that you get that along with the translation.
Mm-hmm.
And you will get that, and then you've got something to remember the show by here. So.
Great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. And it's been
God bless.
Likewise, back at you.
I really thought, I don't know what the hell I pulled that tarot card, but the Lovers came up, and sure enough, it matches your name. What a affirmation that was. So.
There was a bit of a wedding last night. A bit, a big wedding, actually.
All right.
Yes,
well.
It was. It was it was amazing. That's all I'm going to say for now, though. But
okay.
Pardon?
I'm just stunned. I mean, it's been a night of miracles, I can tell you that.
Yes,
three shows in a row, though. I'm on the wind down now. I mean, we're down to the last 20 minutes, and I'm going to hang it up because, man, I've got this cold thing going on like crazy around me. I feel totally wrapped in it now.
Wow. Okay.
Okay.
You're being surrounded by the light also.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm stunned at all this. So, thank you very much, though, Michael.
No, thank you. No, the pleasure is mine. And, this is going to be such a fun. The technology is coming in, and how we're going to be utilizing it is going to be fantastic. And the computer is a pontifex. It's a communicator between the seen and the unseen worlds. But with all the rest of the things like what you do and bringing it all together, wow, this is just wow. I'm going to talk to you guys later. Love you. Bye.
Hey, God bless. Love you too,
thank
man.
You.
Thank you. Okay, guys, and wow, what a night it's been. Three shows back-to-back. You got a tired host on your hands, everybody. Let's see who we got. I could probably do one more if I've got a caller. I'm going to check to see if I've got anybody in. There's so far, we've got nobody. If you guys have any questions that you want answered on the chat room, go ahead and pop them in there. And I'll just kind of talk a little bit about some of the stuff. I've got all the paper here from all the readings tonight, which just we got a bunch. And God, it is getting cold. Really, I mean, I am not kidding, guys. This is something. I got the first session started with my family and Grace. My great grandmother Grace Stanley, and we called her Nani. And she mentions her husband AJ. Got that and saved that off, and that's actually on tape. Renee came through, and this one was dealing with Uncle Tom, and there was a whole thing about I think it was with the family. Can you help me, please? Spirit them go. So that was she was in, I believe, in San Francisco. Here we go here. Thank you. There was a third. Debbie is singing tonight. Oh, this was me dealing with talking to Debbie Caruso. And Uncle John is teasing me. My Uncle John was popping in. Everybody says hi to me. They will not come to me. Your Uncle John is next to me. So I was asking about some help on the property. With that, so that was kind of a second reading for me, and all these references to my Uncle John, he's passed, and he's over there with the big circle. So it's been the big circle's been busy tonight, and they've done a hell of a job, and hats off to you guys, you've really done great. Unfortunately, in my case, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is not, so I'm going to be, 15 minutes. I'll do a little more talking and go forward, and we'll probably chat in the chat room a little bit back and forth and see if anybody's doing her thing. Greg, Greg's show, Lady Talk to Me, You Will Like Me. You hear me talking. I will hear your questions. Want to please you, Jesus is good to me. He is of the light. Your aunt is with you tonight. So there's all this talk about, you know, in this one, this very nice man that was that called in, Greg, was talking about his dad. He asked his dad to come in, and his dad was very religious. And it was, sure enough, his dad's talking about Jesus. And I just got another very strong pulse of cold through me as I said all this. So the studio is definitely getting very, very cold. Megan, let me actually write that down a little better because I cannot read my own hand tracks here. So I'm going to make sure I write that down. So Megan's, there we go. Megan's was energy. You like to tease me. She likes to tease me. Do you like to address? You want a piece of me? And so, and then she says, I'm a decent man to hear to the host, and I just got touched on the neck. My goodness, this is active in here tonight. Going to pieces, you will track me, see tonight. I'd like to kiss you, you know. So that was actually just a very tender moment there. And so a lot of love on the show tonight. And then to cap it all off, we were visited by a saint, Saint Germain. What a cool thing to have happen. I mean, this is wicked cool, man. I'm going to start keeping files of these things and these original notes and just have them. And, thank you all for being with me, I mean, through all this time tonight. And your patience with me, too, is, I mean, we go through the, you know, exploring how to get this all worked out. And the format is changing. You know, all these ITC communications we're doing and, you know, extraordinary personalities coming through, too. And so it is something. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. And, boy, you guys are troopers. I mean, we're coming up 14 minutes from 2 o'clock in the morning, and here comes another pulse of cold. Whoa, whoever this is really making their presence known. Dionysus is saying, I don't know what's going on there, but... and I just see some stuff... I don't know what you guys are doing in there. I was a little too busy having fun with all this reading stuff, heck, you know. But anyway, if anybody does want to call in and do one last little quick session and maybe ask a quick question, I could probably squeeze one in. If not, I'll just do a quick reading for myself, and then you two guys can listen in. So I'll just watch I'll watch for that. And I just want to make sure everybody's having a good night. The Winner's Circle of the Gold Ring. You guys are in a real little, what are you guys doing out there? This is cool. Dionysus is just going full tilt. Oh, Quinny, I think you put that in the public chat. Dion, now you know you've got to be a little more, you and I have talked, my friend. You need to be a little more humble. You know the drill. I used to be like you, and then I got my ass kicked by life, and it changed my thing. See if Joanne's there. Dominica, you know, that would be a good idea. Let's go ahead and do that. Pop a few questions in the chat. So actually PM me with your – do that. PM me with your privates. PM me with your private chat. I did not mean to say that. Oh, my God. PM me with your private message. I'm starting to lose it, and so I did not want to say that. So PM me that, and I will start the session. Oh, my God. I'm going to die now. So here we go. Start session, and for Dominica, we're going to be asking about Joanne. Will Joanne come through if she has anything to say? Go ahead and say it. End. Okay, and I heard a little modulation there. I'm going to do a second session right after this. So really quickly, we got 10 minutes. So what I'll do is I'm going to do a new window and that way I can do a second session real fast. We might run out of time in the analysis, but I'll finish them for you, Dominicus. So here we go. Second session. Begin. All right. Question number one is, did you send mom's nurse? End. Okay, next question. Are you having fun? Okay, end recording. Now, what's interesting in all of this, guys, is that it's almost, I get the feeling the static I'm getting is not normal, and I think it may be actually the other side working with me. And here I go again with more cold blasts. This is really weird. I mean, I've had a few of these in the past, but this has been nuts tonight, especially this last part here. Okay, and I swore I heard some talking when I did run the... what in the heck? Did you hear that? And I did not run, you know what I didn't do? I didn't run a, I feel bad because I'm starting to kind of lose it here. And it's getting cold again. I'm going to run the compressor. I'll try to run, I did not run a noise source. And yet I did get something here. I didn't even run the noise source and I still got a decent signal here. So I'm going to go ahead and do a noise removal here. And let's see what I get out of this. First part. I may not get all the way through this, Dominica, but we'll do the best we can. And let me go ahead and run compression one more time. Noise removal. And I heard, I think we're getting ITC effects on the show live when some of this is happening. It's just too strange. I mean, I keep getting the feeling like I'm being, like there's somebody right in the studio with me. And I'm going to amplify a little bit. And okay, here we go. Let's try this first set of phrases. This seems to have something. Dominica, something, it sounds like something like Avery is something Issa, and I can't tell what that is, so it's real hard to make out, but that's at 7 seconds in, and I'm going to make sure I write Dominica, and let's run to the next section here. Testing you. This is a direct, that's what I'm hearing, testing you. It's almost like, and I may be getting a little tired, guys, so if I am, I'll re-listen to this one in the morning because I am getting a little bit under there. So let me do the last one, 13 to 15 here. Thank you. you believe all of this? All of this. So it's almost like whoever's saying this is just dumbfounded by this. And okay, let's get them. And I just heard another male voice pop in. We're getting these strange audio artifacts right now that I'm not used to. And we're in dead time right now, so I'm not surprised. I've never broadcast this late before. And these strange things are going on all over the place, so. Something about being on to me, and I can't quite make out the, I would almost say heaven, but heaven is on to me, and that's at 15 to 18 seconds, and then after that, it's, let me repeat this last one. Okay, next question, are you having fun? Okay, we'll do that, and I've got 4 minutes left, so we're going to just do a speed run through this real quick, and I'll just listen to the whole thing quick and see what I can pick out live on the air here, and then we'll close the show down. And so then I'm going to just sample real fast. Boy, I am cutting it right to the edge here, guys. This has been dedication, man. Okay, here we go. All right, so is she having fun? And we'll do the first part, and I'll just kind of... And I'll amplify it real fast and just see what we get. Okay, first phrase. She, this is saying, ask him, nice to meet you. So obviously, it's, whoever this is, she, I believe it's a she, is, has good manners. And I'll do the second one, and then we're going to have to close the show down. So, second phrase. I have got you pleasing me. So we're 2 minutes out from the end of the show, and I just want to have got you pleasing me. I'm going to write that down, and then I'll just save this off here after. So anyway, guys, hey, it's a full house tonight, almost at 2 in the morning West Coast time, 5 o'clock in the morning on the East Coast. You guys are animals, man. I mean, I'm just more than impressed. So blessed be to all you guys for sticking it out and being here with those. And Dominica, I will go through those, and there'll be a little more for you. So hang in. And I just heard another artifact here. I mean, it's been nuts here tonight. And the cold blasts are kind of slowing down a little bit. I think they're probably backing off me. But anyway, real quick, Debbie is there. Debbie Daly, Kathy's Distant Echoes, Denise in Florida, Dionysus, Dominica de Morte, Fire Witch, Gabriel, Holly Lynn, Iron Witch, Jupiter, Keldy P, Mika B, or Mika L, I think, Mika L, Ms. Ghost, Paranormal Guides, Pamela M, Quinn Tilda AP, Sun Love, and The Fly, and all those strange voices that are coming in. We're definitely hearing you guys that are on the other side trying to come through. So this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio. We're going to sign off, and I am done with shows for the next day. So God bless everybody, and take care. This is Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio signing off.
You are listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio coming to you from the studios in Shingle Springs, California, live on blogtalkradio.com.